This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Alex Jones, the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, folks, let's finish up this special report. It's more powerful, obviously, visually, if you're a radio listener, InfoWars.com/show to see it. It's posted to InfoWars.com. Is this the final proof Michelle Obama is a man, or is she just smuggling stuff in her pants that looks like a snake? Here it is.
Proof that Michelle Obama is a man? That's what the headlines are reading across the internet. I first saw this headline last night, and since then, the video has gone super viral across YouTube and other platforms. The problem is channels posting it are being deleted. Now, I'm not saying that Michelle Obama is a tranny, and I don't hate trannies. I'm a libertarian. But we have famous photos of her where it appears she has a large bulge in her pants. And we have Joan Roberts, who was a big fan of gays and trannies and everything else, saying, hey, we've already got our first gay couple because Michelle is a tranny. She died a month or so later in a freak medical mishap. And then you expand and look at it, the fact that in his own book that Obama wrote about growing up, he talked about being raised by a tranny nanny in Indonesia. And so you ask yourself, there's this media obsession with trannies, and Michelle keeps in public photos and videos to appear to have a very large penis in her pants. Her shoulders are wide. Her face is very, very masculine. She looks like a tranny. And so you ask yourself, are the children a beard for Obama, and of course, Michelle Obama, or Michael Obama, as he's called her in two different videos. Here is some of the past photos that got people thinking, and then Joan Rivers saying, indeed, that Michelle is a tranny. And let's be clear, the media has said that I am the progenitor, or the creator of this theory. I am not the creator of this theory. This has been on the internet since the campaign, since he kept calling her Michael in all these press conferences and events. How do you call your wife Michael when it's Michelle?
Men and women of the finest military in the world. Most of all, Admiral Mullen, Deborah. Michael and I.
Is that anything scary?
You know, When Michael's a hot dog.
Ms. Rivers, how are you? You made a ton of news officiating the wedding in New York yesterday. Is this like a new cottage career move for you?
I am so excited. Okay. And I should do very well because I don't choke.
And do you think that the country will see the United States will see the first gay president or the first woman president?
We already have it with Obama, so let's just calm down.
Got it.
Michelle is a trans.
I'm sorry, she's a what?
A transgender. We all know.
Oh my gosh.
Sound her death.
Okay.
We've blown up this video. We have enhanced this video just shot days ago as they were visiting one of their daughters at college. And it doesn't look like a cell phone in her pants, in her dress. It looks like a cucumber. Or something right out of the movie Spinal Tap. So you watch this, you decide. They're public figures. Joan Rivers, who was friends with them, said this and died mysteriously. And it just makes you ask, is anything we're told true anymore? Because we've watched the footage, we've blown it up. It does not appear to be manipulated or photoshopped. It appears from the video layers, with our experts looking at it, to be real. That's the only question we're asking is, why did Joan Rivers die right after she questioned this? And what does this footage mean to you?
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back, but major wardrobe malfunction there. And again, they use this for blackmail when they put people like this in the White House. Total control. They basically bring down the U.S. anytime they want, bringing this secret out. That's why they arranged this and did this. And, of course, is a lesser magic joke on everyone.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Mycos EX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have it be California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of Mycos EX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. Mycos EX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with Mycos EX, InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me! I got it! Hey! I got something that makes me want to shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about.
I don't care how big you are,
man.
You think you are? If you come for me, I'm coming for you. And so, whether it's the President of the United States of America or any of his cabinet, we will say to them, we will resist you. We will not allow you to damage this country in the way that you're doing. We will not allow you to take us backwards. Not only will we resist you, we will impeach you, Mr. President. I know that you are as inspired as I am this evening. I want you to know that I said, and I'll say it over and over again, reclaiming my time.
Now here's Pelosi, even stupider.
How could the Park Service justify denying that organization their free speech rights? Because the Constitution does not say that a person can shout, yell wolf in a crowded theater. If you are endangering people, then you don't have a constitutional right to do that.
It's yell fire in a theater, and you can't have pre-constraint on speech saying you think someone's going to yell fire. If someone says, we're going to go have a rally at the Capitol to gather a group together to blow up the legislature, then you have admitted criminal intent to commit criminal acts and organize criminal acts and engage in terrorism to influence the political process, and then you get SWAT teamed, and then you get sent to a supermax prison. Whereas I didn't like the alt-right group that was out there, neither did Jack Posobiec or Mike Cernovich or anybody. You know, we've been invited to speak at all those, and we said, no, it's stupid. We want to be inclusive. Not the Democratic Party that's all about division while claiming they're trying to stop it. But white nationalists, KKK, they've got their rights. And so now, because Charles Barkley came out and said, I don't care about those idiots. I got my own life. I'm successful. Screw them. I'm not giving attention to a bunch of losers. They went, oh, you're a white supremacist. They're calling George Foreman names because he likes Trump. It's insane. It's totally out of control. But this is the desperate Democratic Party that is now saying they're going to have a House commission with Pelosi and with Maxine Waters on it. I'm not kidding. It was on CNN this morning. They're going to be on this commission about Trump's mental health. These women, if you watch their press conferences, it's the best unintentional comedy until you realize how dangerous they are. Because they're calling for, you know, to stop Putin and his attack on Korea, as if there's not a north or south, or as if Putin's not involved in Korea except for a small border. That's how crazy. As he goes, well, Aleppo in Korea, lady, Aleppo is in Syria. That's the Middle East, not the Far East, not South Central Asia, Southeast Asia. These people. How about we have the congressman from Georgia? What's his name? The one that, Hank, whatever, the one that thinks, yeah, Hank Johnson, the one that thinks Guam is floating. And the admiral thought he was joking, and he wasn't joking. He said, well, if we put too many troops on the island, will it not capsize? Fancy word you learned. The sailboat, you know, floating. Talk about Twilight Zone. Meanwhile, if you have conversations with Trump or you see him work 18 hours a day, it's like, how is this guy hardly ever stumble his words, totally focused, incredible memory, like a machine, finishing your sentences for you? He's a superman compared to these people. Putin, Aleppo, North Korea, he's the Putin attack North Korea, and George W. Bush is president, and the islands are floating. And you ask yourself, who is running things? Meanwhile, results, economy exploding, all these amazing things happening, and they're just trying to block it with big central banks and Goldman Sachs going, the economy's going under. The economy's going under. We're raising interest rates. Obamacare's going to stay. You're not getting tax cuts. Please, economy fall. Ah! And the left cheerleading, yay, depression, get Trump. I mean, talk about loving your servitude. Talk about hating yourself. Talk about mind control. Talk about a cult of idiots. And then meanwhile, our story is up on drudgereport.com. Hurricane Harvey hysteria. Customers fight as stores sell out of water. A Don Salazar article. Storm expected to upgrade now to Category 3, which it was. It's Harvey to make landfall tonight, bringing 40 inches of rain. They get 3 inches in Houston. They flood. Worst case scenario looms for Texas with Hurricane Harvey. Storm of the decade. Perfect conditions can make Harvey the strongest hurricane hit the U.S. in 12 years as Texans are told to get out of Dodge before 130-mile-an-hour winds and rain cause alligator-infested floods. It's actually true. Hurricane Harvey could be the flooding disaster as the storm stalls over Texas. There is a creek on a place we used to live in that when it rained 3 or 4 inches, it would flood right up the house. I gotta, you know, get with my ex-wife on the phone and just say, she still lives there. You need to get to high ground. I mean, I'm sure she is. This is just absolutely out of control. I mean, there will be deaths from this. You can believe it. And so everybody should get to higher ground and pray, and pray for folks here in Texas. And Trump is on it, talking to the governor, got emergency response, National Guard, federal troops already getting ready to go in. And it's, he failed. Remember during the campaign, he went to Louisiana, Mississippi when it got hit, and Obama wouldn't. They just don't even care. But they made a big deal out of Bush not doing enough. Brownie, you're doing a good job and all that. And I don't think Bush did a good job. The point is, Obama did 10 times worse, but it's okay. Because it's all this upside-down idiot standard. And you watch, Trump's going to fly down in the aftermath. That won't be enough. Everything is upside-down world. Joining us, though, is Jack Posobiec. For the rest of the hour, riding shotgun if he wants to with Leanne McAdoo. Jack Posobiec's incredible. Naval intelligence, didn't make a big deal out of that. They're trying to get him out of the Navy now. Headlines across the nation last week. How dare the president retweet Jack Posobiec, a journalist, who didn't tell us he was in naval intelligence, and he needs to be thrown out of the Navy and lose his security clearance because, you know, the crazy president likes you. Yeah, that's like working for a foreign spy or something to have the president like you. That's illegal. Again, upside-down world. And then he ran the headline on August 4th, we had him on, White House to staffers. If you like InfoWars or Milo, you're fired. Went on to say General Kelly is restricting all the knowledge getting in. And then they go on today and admitting it in Politico, New York Times, Washington Post, and admitting everything that Jack Posobiec broke. But what happens when you're right over and over and over again about when somebody's going to be out, like the chief of staff or the White House spokesman, and you're right to the day, and you're right on things after things because you actually have real sources, which they admit in Politico and Reuters, Posobiec and Mike Cernovich and myself and Roger Stone have real sources. But to the general public, they go, oh, they're fake news, don't listen to them, but now they've got to admit it. So they don't want people that they admit have the real intel to let the president know. Oh, by the way, the former deputy director of the CIA went on CNN and said they're preparing to kill you. Oh, and sir, here's a report where Clapper says they're preparing to forcibly remove you. And here's another person from Congress saying they're shopping it, saying Republicans better get in line or we'll kill you too. It goes like this. This is going to get real hairy. We don't want a civil war. He's mentally ill, and you need for yourself and your family to decide to make the right decision when this happens. All you got to do is keep your mouth shut. I've gotten the phone calls. So, that's how this works. And they're playing hardball, folks. This is a revolutionary war we're in. So, Jack Posobiec, everybody should follow you on Twitter. Everybody should support you. One of the main Trump groups, obviously, there who helped get Trump elected. Trump loves you. The enemy hates that. Jack Posobiec, citizensfortrump.com. Everybody should just absolutely thank you for the great work you do there in D.C. You were right again on target because you weren't right. You were reporting. It isn't a prediction. You have sources that were told this by people that formerly worked for Soros, that Soros people. And, of course, they've got the president so isolated because they're scared he's going to learn all this. Jack.
Yeah, Alex, that's what they're doing. They're trying to stifle the president's information flow. Because they know that when Donald Trump gets the information, they know that when Donald Trump has all access to information at his fingertips, that he will inevitably make the right decision, as he's done time and time again. Well, I heard about this nearly a month ago, Alex, and I came on. We talked about it. I said, Alex, my sources in the White House are telling me Jana Toner, these people, Johnny DiStefano, they're going around to the staff, and they're telling all the staff, stop reading InfoWars. If you like InfoWars on your Facebook, if you put it up on your social media, they're scouring everyone's accounts to see if anyone's posted any articles. And if you had that, you were fired. You're immediately gone. So they started at the lower levels, and now they're working their way up. See, they worked their way in. They started there a few months ago, and that's where we first got the indications of it, because I know these people. I see these people. I'm friends with some of these people on occasion. I'm not going to say who, though, because I don't want to get them fired. I'm not trying to get anyone in trouble. I'm just telling you what's going on, and I think that the American people have a right to know this. And now it seems that they're actually funneling that information from President Trump. Meanwhile, we've got people like Gary Cohn, who's now going out and bashing Trump in the mainstream press. So what remains to be seen is, does the president even know that this has happened? Because have they kept that off of his desk? The great news is they can keep control of what goes into his office, but they can't keep control of what he sees on TV and what he sees on his cell phone, where he still has Twitter. He still has his personal social media and his legions, his millions of fans on social media, on Twitter.
And that's why Twitter admittedly for three months blocks all the positive stuff. But then we got word to him about that. He learned to then go into the feeds And I don't want to get into inside baseball. We also obviously got Trump, the quotes, and the, where they said they're going to kill him. He didn't know that. So now, obviously, the Pentagon was already aware of this. Now Trump's ready for that. I mean, they just can't. We're like, sir, they're preparing to kill you. Here's what they're saying. And here's the COG plan. And now we're taking action. That's why they're so pissed.
Yeah, they know that what we're doing is trying to expose them for stopping our movement, for stopping the movement of the New American Revolution, as many people are calling it, the New American Independence Movement. And they don't want the president to be associated with that. They want him to go right along with the neoconservative.
And they don't want minorities who are the majority to have the new birthright and be part of this because they are America. Jack Posobiec, a true hero, will be with us straight ahead.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
Jack Posobiec, amazing journalist, true investigator, patriot on the front line of the InfoWar, is our guest. Riding shotgun with us throughout the hour. Leanne Macker is going to pop in with some analysis as well. You know, the Atlantic Monthly, the same folks that have been organizing a military coup using continuity of government against the president, they have come out and said that the eclipse was racist because it went over areas that were not predominantly minority. I'm not kidding. So how long till they say Harvey is racist because it's going to hit an area with a lot of white folks, a lot of Hispanics, but also a lot of black folks, a lot of black folks on the coast of Texas. And I guess they got good taste. It's, you know, if you're living in Texas, it's a nice place to live, and in Houston. So you know, they said the eclipse was racist. They were serious. They want to just foment everything where all you see is racism, not opportunity. Jack Posobiec, how long until they say that Hurricane Harvey's racist?
I'm surprised they haven't yet, Alex. It's almost like it's right on cue for them. They're a little behind. I guess the mainstream media is still catching up to the news cycle. But clearly they're going to call this racist. They're going to view everything through the lens of race. And I've been talking to my contacts in D.C., and we figured out what essentially the main goal of all of this is. Their end state, Alex, is to take out the U.S. Constitution, the U.S. Declaration of Independence. We saw a CNN panel just yesterday talking about Washington and Jefferson. These are people that founded our country, that founded our way of...
That's right. Once you get one statue, they all fall like dominoes. Then it's the Declaration. It's the Bill of Rights. It's the Constitution. All those evil rights, let's get rid of them because they're racist.
Exactly. So when we talk about freedom of speech and they're trying to block freedom of speech, Nancy Pelosi calling it wolf in a theater, I'm not sure, maybe she was talking about Wolf Blitzer. We have to ask him. But yeah, if I see Wolf in a theater, I better not say hi. I say Mr. Blitzer, excuse me. So the real goal for all of this, take out the Constitution, get away from those things to discredit them the same way they're trying to discredit the president. But at the same time, they're also using loopholes to get around the way the Constitution has our democratically elected president. They didn't get enough votes. They were counting votes for impeachment last week. They were trying to put together Democrats and Republicans. They came up short. That's why they're trying to push this fake mental illness, mental health kind of statement that's going on, because that puts it under the 25th Amendment. And under the 25th Amendment, the vote actually comes not from Congress, but from the cabinet.
And by the way, we'll talk about this more in the next segment. I want to get back into their plan to overthrow Trump and your intel, because I know it's always incredibly spot on. They are openly pushing for the 25th Amendment, and Roger Stone allowed me yesterday to tell where he learned that. Remember back in May, he said, the Russian narrative will peter out, then it'll be racism, because they were already doing that before. They'd find some excuse, which they did. And then it's going to be that he's mentally ill, early onset of Alzheimer's, early onset dementia. He didn't just pull that out of a hat. He talked to major reporters that were in editorial meetings at the highest levels of some of the biggest papers. They were given talking points and told the whole rollout. That's how criminal this is, how made up it is.
Yeah, Alex, it's like they know exactly what narrative is in the line, so they just move on one, they move on the other, they keep it going until that one completely peters out. And then you notice that whenever another one of these dies, another one of these false narratives, there's no apologies, there's no retractions, there's no, oh, I'm sorry, we got this wrong, we're issuing a correction. No, they just move on to the next one. So one day he's a Russian, the next day he's an agent of the Nazi Party of America, the next day he's mentally unfit for office. It's literally 1984, but instead of it taking place over a period of weeks, months, and years, it's instantaneous. It's that instantaneous shift, and they think that because of social media, American attention spans aren't as fast as they used to be. They're hoping that people aren't paying attention, but they're not.
And by the way, they're popping in my ear and telling me the leftists are all over Twitter now. I guess Paul Watson is doing a story because they just see Florida as racist because it went 51% for Trump or whatever, or 52%, and they see Texas that way. So they don't understand that it's also close to half Democrats. They're calling for all of our deaths, saying Texas and Florida as entities are like creatures and need to be killed. Down with them all. Drown them all. America has too many rednecks as is. Yes, Jesus, cleanse Texas and Florida. Show your wrath to all these racist Trump supporters. I mean, it's just crazy. They're insane.
It isn't even hyper-partisanship anymore, Alex. You know, you never hear stories about, oh, you know, we want these people to be out of office because we disagree with their ideas. They're calling for destruction. They are calling for death. They are calling for agitation. They are calling for, they are using, listen,
and they see the hurricane is some giant destroying monster attacking Texas with a big KKK hat on. Again, they see race everywhere. Hurricane, kill them. Oh, it's a white child on the ACLU website. Racist. Oh, the hall's named Lynch. Ban it. These are completely insane people.
They did this during Katrina. They said George W. Bush steered it into Katrina, or steered Katrina to New Orleans because it was the majority black. I mean, this is how people on that side think.
And then they blame me for that because I just had weather weapons experts on talking about World War, you know, Korea and Vietnam and weather weapons, and they misappropriate that to me. It's insane. Jack Stubbs, our guest. We're going to talk about the ongoing soft coup that's now gotten hot. Bubbles are forming at the bottom of the bowl, of the pan. I mean, they are moving. They mean business. What do we do to stop them? We can beat them again, just like in the election. And Leanne McAdoo's coming up. Stay with us.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It's illustrated very, very well in a Charlton Heston film from the 1950s documenting the historical life of El Cid that marked the beginning of the Reconquista of Spain from the Islamic Moors of North Africa. And I'm certainly not comparing myself to El Cid, far from it, but the globalists have chosen me after Trump as the symbol they want to destroy to try to kill the nationalist reawakening movement because they fear us because we're inclusive, we're open. They fear Roger Stone because he's inclusive and open. He's trying to get Trump to decriminalize marijuana. We win the whole thing if he does that. Just do it. He has no idea how that'll get the leftists to finally wake up, a lot of them. And that was Trump's inclination during the campaign. They hate us because they really know. They tap our phones. They know we're not racist. They know we really want to bring people together. They know we're fans of humanity. And they know we're fearless because we realize we can't be slaves. We can't live on our knees because we'll get killed anyways. It's not live on your knees or die on your feet. It's live on your feet. Maybe die on your knees. Wish you'd die 1,000 times, as they say, before you finally get it. When I get concerned about something, I go on the attack. And listeners need to follow us on Real Alex Jones. They need to like us on the Facebook channels. You need to spread our videos, our articles. They block us auto-sharing stuff to people. But they can't stop you from sharing videos and sharing articles and getting them out to people and sharing Infowars.com/show and telling folks about local stations we're on or telling stations, thank you for carrying the show and tithing, not to some big corrupt church, but to a little church that tells the truth or to the local radio station or sign up for auto shipping at the products at Infowarsstore.com because we're in the eye of the storm here. And we're trying to stay in the eye where it's calm with all this around us and to be as peaceful as doves and wise as serpents, as Moses said, and trying to really do the right thing, trying to be honorable, trying to always tell the truth, trying to really take action and not squander the position we're in. So when I say the enemy has chosen me as a champion, it's like in the old days when two kingdoms were about to fight. A lot of times they'd send the king's son or somebody else as their champion to fight the other person's champion so that they didn't have to go to battle and destroy each other with irreconcilable differences. And so the globalists have chosen Trump because he is our champion, and they also want to destroy any of the people that are carrying his sword for him and giving it to him when he gets on his horse. Anybody that dares support him, like a Jack Posobiec or a Roger Stone or a Mike Cernovich or a Matt Drudge, they're going after all of his supporters. So, no, when you support local affiliates that carry us, when you support this broadcast, you're supporting the people that are supporting this suicide mission. And a suicide mission doesn't mean you always die on it, but it means there's a 50-50 chance. I mean, this is a mission where you're 50-50, you're going to die. But listen, the real suicide mission is going along with the New World Order. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, get the coffee, get the videos, get the books, get the Patriot t-shirts to meet like-minded people. Get the CNN is fake news on the front, InfoWars.com on the back. Wear it. Meet like-minded people. If you work in a leftist area, they may kill you. But in general, areas you get dinner bought for you. The key is now is the time to exercise free speech. They're trying to bully us into submission. Limited time special, Super Male Vitality, 57% off. Never done that before. It is amazing. Great way for you to try it. Super combo with the BioTrue Organic Mustard Seed Selenium. You'll die without it. It's electrochemical. The media goes, she says you'll die without buying this product. No, you die without selenium. You die without oxygen. You die without water. You die without vitamin C. You die without iodine. Just type in government studies on iodine deficiency and brain damage and low IQs and cancer and all of it. Just look. Those are together, 45% off. Those are the new big specials. Sign up for auto ship, get 10% off. Free shipping. That's free shipping on order, $50 or more. Whatever you do, just commit to pray for us. Commit to spread the links. Commit to buy the products if you can. If you can't, I totally understand. But you should try to find the next best thing is some of the Himalayan salts and sea salts. You have to research them, have some good iodine in them, and so that's been an expensive way to get it. But, or again, support us. We support you. And I'm not complaining. You have to understand, I'm mad at myself that I don't have enough energy. It'll be 10 o'clock at night, and I'm calling people saying, we're going back out of the office. I got to do this report. And it's because I know this is life and death. I'm in a fight. I can't let these people win. We're bringing in Leanne McAdoo riding a shotgun with myself and Posobiec. I didn't intend this to happen today with the two together, but it's kind of a nice mix. We'll get her take on this whole situation, what's happening worldwide. But Jack Posobiec, you were trying to get to some points right as we went to break, dealing with how high the stakes are, what the next move is, what the next attack is. They're everywhere. We're saying they're getting ready to kill him. They're saying he's mentally ill. They're saying this new commission with Pelosi and all them totally doddering to run a commission about how he's got Alzheimer's. I know they're trying to look confident to their own people to make people desert Trump by the threats of violence, both public and private, with the entire MSM calling for violence against Trump supporters. The question is, Have I judged America right? Does America take this as an insult and is now digging in their heels to be stronger? Or are we really a nation of cowards? And that's what this has come down to. This is about the test of who we are. Because I've had a lot of people around me who this has gotten so intense, they just say, I can't handle it. And I understand that. But they're not going to be able to handle what comes after it if this city falls. If this republic goes down, true haters of us are going to have an absolute time of wanton rapine. But it'll also descend into a true civil war, and doesn't the enemy realize that they have stuck their mouth in the head of the lion?
Yeah, Alex, let me explain this commission to you, because the 25th Amendment, they need the vice president to go along with that to declare the president unfit for office. They would need Pence to vote against the president's mental capacity for office. Mike Pence is not going to do that. So that is why the Democrats, under Representative Democrat out of Portland, Representative Earl Blumenauer, they've introduced this new oversight commission. They're calling it the Oversight Commission on Presidential Capacity. It's a new act that they're trying to do, as well concurrently with set up this commission to get this act passed. Of course, the president is not going
to. So it's another witch hunt group of a high priesthood
going around
to sit around and say, oh, he's mentally ill, with Pelosi not knowing what her name is as the chairman.
Yeah, Pelosi doesn't know what her name is. Maxine Waters doesn't even know what is going on in international affairs. She thinks Aleppo is on the wrong continent. She thinks Putin is in office, has been in office in North Korea. She's all over the place. But they're going to talk about this mental capacity. Meanwhile, if you look at a lot of these leaders, especially on the Democrat side, we've got octogenarians in charge of the party. In some cases, on the Republican Senate side, John McCain, of course, heart goes out to the guy, praying for him. Hopefully he's healthy, but obviously has had some health issues. I actually broke the news about John McCain's health issues before he came public.
That's right. You broke the brain tumor, too. You broke the brain tumor. You broke it all. That's why you're fake news.
Yeah, so I'm fake news because I've got sources within these offices. I've got sources. My eyes and ears are all over Capitol Hill. They're over the White House. I put that story out when they said John McCain was just getting eye surgery. I said, no, he actually has serious health issues. I've been told it has to do with his brain. It then came out later they had the brain tumor. So this is exactly what came out. They were trying to cover it up, but then when he had that sort of episode during the Comey hearing, when he asked the questions and it went completely off the rails, that's when they knew they had to come. They had to come loose. He said he was up late watching a baseball game, the Diamondbacks. But I don't think anybody really bought that. So if we're talking about mental capacity, then fine. Let's talk about everyone's mental capacity to serve. Let's take that all the way out. I say the same thing when they talk about Russian influence in the campaign. Let's talk about foreign influence. Let's talk about where money's coming into the Democrat and Republican parties. Let's talk about these think tanks that are getting money. Let's talk about Mexican oligarchs like Carlos Slim owning the New York Times. You have to take, Alex, their targets, their types of attacks on us, and you flip it around, because they accuse us of doing the things that they themselves are doing, and that's exactly what it is in this case.
Exactly. Let's bring in Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com, amazing reporter, to get her overall view. We haven't even talked yet, but we're always synced up on the topic she wants to get into and I want to get into. What do you make of this period we're in, the craziness, just the over-the-top hate of the left now that is just frothing insanity, calling solar eclipse racist? Where is this going to go, Leanne? What would you call this period we're in right now?
Oh, these are dark days, but you know what? I think that we're kind of on the precipice. We're the light. We're just now kind of emerging. So many people like yourself, myself, Jack Posobiec, who are being called, traitors or Nazis, or we have mental instability, when it's clear and it's becoming clearer by the day that the people who are making those accusations are the ones with some serious mental issues that they've been trying to cover up. Something I think is really funny right now. We've got Cybele Edmonds is tweeting this out, her site NewsBud. They've done a really good expose talking about the Clinton train paying off the Young Turks. Now, you remember the Young Turks, they were huge Bernie Sanders supporters. And once all that came out, that the DNC was throwing the election, the nomination for Hillary Clinton, he vowed to go after the Democratic Party when Hillary lost. Well, now NewsBud is actually exposing that the Young Turks were paid $20 million by the Clinton train to break that promise. and to speak, you know, positively about Hillary Clinton and to actually not go after them. So that's incredible. Who can you trust? The people think that the Young Turks are this, you know, alternative site they can go to for truthful news when they're actually being paid by the very people they've promised their audience that they're going to go after. They're actually setting up this.
Leanne, I didn't know about this. I knew they got money from Qatar, more than $20 million, and from the monster Al Gore. And then I know that they were demonizing Hillary properly, and then they flipped and suddenly said, basically, you know, we love Hillary now. So that's really a great point. And so let's put up this article. I guess it's from Newsmax has it. And Sybil Edmonds, former NSA, FBI translator, everything she documented ended up coming out. That's Newsbud, where media integrity matters. I like her because I call her a classical liberal. She's more of a liberal lady, but she, you know, exposes the left and the right. Clinton train paid the Young Turks $20 million. Tell us about this, Leanne.
Right. Well, you know, you have to be a subscriber to Newsbud to get the entire story there, and I highly recommend it. They do great reporting there, but they follow the money, which is, you know, what you do as an investigative journalist, and they found out that, of course, the preferred method for sort of silencing your opposition or getting people to align with you, as far as the Clintons are concerned, is you can just pay them off. And what I think is really frustrating is that the Young Turks, they created this whole movement to try to get young progressive Democrats elected in 2018. So this is something that people really need to be looking out for on their local election. That's why we keep telling people to go be involved in your local election, run for office yourself if you can, because we do have these young progressive people on the Democratic side being trained by this group, that this program the Young Turks have started, to get into office. But they started it and told their audience that they're doing this because they were so upset that the DNC threw it for Hillary Clinton, and they were just going to, you know, rally the support of the Bernie supporters.
They doubled back, and I knew about that, and it was really all the establishment calling it grassroots,
exactly.
But it was actually to be the Democratic operatives. No one is more arrogant and greasy than Sink Turd or whatever his name is. And then they use the name Young Turks as the group that exterminated all the Armenians and other people. And then they know. And then he says the Armenian genocide didn't happen because he's proud of the murder of the Christians. Clearly. I mean, using the name Young Turks, that's the brown shirts that brought those parties to power and launched the persecution in World War I with the Germans of over a million Armenians that they killed deader than a hammer. The only Christian groups that held on since the Islamic takeover of Constantinople and the rest of Turkey hundreds and hundreds of years ago. I mean, it's just like a guy called the Young Turks, like saying the young Muslim Nazis, and we love to kill Christians, and he's up there, all, literally just this greasy, hateful, pig-like monster who sits around. When, you know, he attacked me the other day for chasing down some guy cussing at me and just saying, hey, give me an interview, going, you know, we don't need to cover him. He's so illegitimate. No one follows him. Dude, our website's like 5,000 times bigger than yours. We're all over the country. We advise, you name it. They're asking, the media was asking me today, well, where does Trump get your info, and can they? I go, the CIA gives it to him. It isn't like all these agencies are against Trump. Trump goes and meets with the Patriots. He's got the Pentagon, top generals, all these people. Look, and a lot of this, again, people, it's all going to come out in the wash when we beat these people. It's just, understand, folks, it's not just the squeaking, squawking people on TV saying we're going to kill Trump from the CIA. They're doing this. They're doing that because they're so weak. And they better hope and pray their operation isn't successful. Because if they launch it, it's going to be a giant bear trap on their heads. Don't think Trump's just sitting there waiting for him to try to kill him and something isn't going to happen. I'm telling you, we are in a time where things are so incredible, Leanne.
Right, and it's basically controlled opposition, because you have all of these young Bernie Sanders supporters thinking that they're going to be rallying to this alternative media outlet, the Young Turks, when really they're just controlled opposition. They're being paid by the very people that they say they're going to be fighting against, and they're asking all their supporters for money in this. I mean, they're bragging about the fact that we would love George Soros' money. He's not funding us. We welcome it if he wants to fund us. You know, so they, at a certain point, yes, back in the day, I think they did some great work, but now we've really seen them spiral down, and it's a shame to just, where are people going to get their news and information from if Google and these other sites are successful in shutting down InfoWars?
Let's expand on that. They're force-feeding, when I asked Jack Posobiec about this, the new land, they are force-feeding Young Turks through Google. They're partnered with them. It's true. We do videos in live time showing them attacking us. It was down in minutes. They were controlling our site and flipping us off with the Google guys going, yeah, we're in control, F you. And I went outside to the video about it, and then they had to put it back up. I mean, that's how arrogant they are. It must be a power trip with Google to be able to get in and shut us down whenever you want so they can say that I attacked them when it was really the opposite of spitting at me, trying to hit me. They invited me up and then set me up. One of the comedian guys invited me up. I guess he didn't know. Remember, Liam, we walked by first. I go, I'll be back later. They were waving me over. So later I just jump up as a surprise because it's all these little, you know, shows throughout this parking garage that they'd air-conditioned. But that's the big thing. They're trying to silence us while they create all these straw man shows, launch a five-day-a-week daily show program about me where a guy plays the part of me but says things I never said about, I'm Alex Jones and I'm racist, you know. And they put out those lies so I get physically attacked. Pasovic, let me ask you, and then Leanne, after we go to break, how far will this go next? Because they're silencing us, or trying to, while they attack us everywhere, and then don't even let us respond. No journalistic integrity, no nothing.
Because, Alex, what they're doing is they're taking comedy and they're weaponizing it, right? The Daily Show, these other organizations out there, they know that InfoWars is getting bigger. They know that it's penetrating through the memes, the songs, things are getting out into the mainstream. The name of InfoWars is getting out to the mainstream. Jack Pasovic, Leanne McAdoo, Alex Jones, we're becoming household names, believe it or not. So they've got to fight the framework battle by saying, don't listen to those guys. Those guys are crazy. Don't listen to those guys. Those guys are liars. You know, I watched that clip, Alex. They said you put up lies behind you on the screen there in the studio. I see you with the American flag behind you. Is the American flag a lie, according to these people? They will do anything they can to discredit us, to call us names, to put us in a framework so people don't believe anything that we say, even when everything we say is echoed weeks later in the mainstream media.
Exactly. It's because we're so accurate we're hated, because we're studying the globalists are arrogant. Their downfall is they write white papers. They've got to communicate to their hundreds of thousands of operatives. So that you can always get their actual blueprints, you know, like you get an owner's manual to a car. And they're telling me the car has this engine and the car does this. And I'm going, this isn't, you know, the blue F-150, 450 horsepower, you say. This is a Pinto with this engine. I've got the owner's manual. And they're like, no, don't look at him. And all I'm doing is, I'm not smart. Here's the owner's manual. They're going to do this next. And then it happens next because we have the owner's manual. And you're right, Jack, but it's, that's partly correct because the part you're saying is true, but more so it's about intimidating people who don't understand being demonized by these criminals is good. It's telling everybody else, you stick your head up, we'll do what we've done to Ron Paul and Rand Paul and Matt Drudge and Alex Jones and Jack Pasovic and Leanne McAdoo and everybody else who stands up. We're going to come after you. We're going to lie about you. We're going to attack your family. And so it's, but look, they're going to attack our families if we don't stand up. Aren't we tired of laying down? Let's politically stand up and say, I don't know how this is going to end, but you want to get in a fight, you want to swing some fists politically, get ready, because in the words of Ben Grimm, it's clobbering time. Jack, Leanne?
I love Ben Grimm on that. That's it, Alex. We're going to come at them with truth. I just did a huge expose on Anna Navarro last night. I put out how this CNN hack that they put on saying she's a Republican when she supported Democrat candidates for years. She's raised money for the corrupt indicted Senator Bob Menendez. And her father, believe it or not, was a member of the Nicaraguan Contras that were funded by the CIA. And she's completely open about all this stuff. Completely open about it. So we're going to come at them not with fake news. We're not going to come at them with spurious accusations. We're going to do our research. We're going to dig into FEC records. And we're actually going to use their own tools and tactics to expose them.
And, of course, Menendez, what's he been caught sticking his little cookie jar in? We know
there were some. It's all pay for play, getting people visas that should never have had visas.
But it's not just that. He's got that elite taste.
Yeah, and he's going down because they've got him cold. They've got him pretty cold. And actually, it came down to a tiff between him and Obama. And Obama actually threw him under the bus and said, you know what, Bob? You've gone so far that I can't even protect you. You're done. And he threw him to the wolves.
Well, that's the thing is, what is it about psychopaths and wimps that think they're going to start fights and push and not get pushback? And then when they finally get a big hard fist of truth upside their head, they're like, why did you do that? I'm like, you're attacking and hacking at us with hatchets, and then we just kicked you upside the head. What do you think is going to happen?
And then they complain. They say, oh, they say we're coming. They say we're harassing them. They say that we're taking down them. I say, excuse me, look what you've done to my family. Look what you've said about me. Jake Tapper called me a freak yesterday on CNN. It's a freak, just freak that the president retweeted. I said, Jake, come on. I'm a veteran. I've served our country. How many times have you served, Jake? So I said, I challenged him to a tap dance. Let's do a tap off. Me and Jake Tapper, I'll see you on the field.
Leanne, my gut says we're going to have victory, but they're trying to ignite a real civil war, a race-based civil war. It's so sad. That's why we are trying to have unity and reach out to everybody and just say, let's come together and see through the scam. And then Trump's delivered on the economy the most base thing, something Obama promised he'd do. Trump did it already in 7 months.
Well, you know, Alex, what I think is really interesting is we have Nancy Pelosi coming out mixing the metaphors where she was wanting to say, you know, you can't shout fire in a crowded theater, but she said you can't yell wolf in a crowded theater because she was mixing the metaphor of crying wolf. And that's exactly what the left and the Democrats are doing. They're crying wolf, calling everyone a Nazi, everyone a white supremacist, and it's getting diluted. They're really trying to ramp this up, thinking it's going to work for them leading up to 2018. When that's exactly why they lost, and they've been losing, and they're going to lose again, because they are diluting their message by continuing to cry wolf. And it's just so interesting that that was kind of jumbled up in her brain. That's probably, you know,
that's right. But don't worry, she'll run the commission looking into Trump's brain. I mean, this is a total separation of powers violation. Let's play that that big bad wolf clip here, because you never cry wolf in a theater.
Responsibility. How could the Park Service justify denying that organization their free speech rights? Because the Constitution does not say that a person can shout, yell wolf in a crowded theater. If you are endangering people, then you don't have a constitutional right to do that.
There you go. So they want to put three controls on the First Amendment, which is no First Amendment at all, Leanne, Jack.
Right. Well, and the thing is that she's coming out saying that this is going to be a white supremacist rally coming up in San Francisco and Berkeley. It's this Patriot prayer rally. It's being put on by someone who himself.
That's right. Even like multiracial Christians now are white supremacists.
Right. Exactly. And people are getting sick and tired of it. But the thing I think is interesting is people in San Francisco don't even bother to look into it. They're just going to go and put their pet's poop.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Under the Golden Gate Bridge, 1,000 people, it's Associated Press, are going to show up and have their dogs poop so that everyone can, like, walk around and poop. And Antifa throws poop at people. Why are they so sick, Pasovic?
Because, Alex, these people have been sold a bill of programming. They've been programmed in institutions. They've been programmed by mainstream media, by television, by video games in some cases, that they need to hate, that they have violence. It's like They Live, all the subtext behind popular culture that we see today, the violence, the guns that are out there. They're, you know, sort of making this stuff feel like this is what you should do, what you want to do. But then they're also said, you can't do this. You can't do this. You can't be masculine. You have to control that. You have to put it down. And now they turn you loose and say, these are the enemies. These are the people that we need to target, these Christians, these Republicans.
And then when I walk down the street and I throw coffee on me and scream Nazi and I try to, you know, hug a black guy and he thinks I'm a Nazi and runs off. Look right here, The Guardian. Turd Reich, San Francisco dog owners lay minefield to poo for right-wing rally. Because I'm going to be sure if new listeners are tuning in on radio, this sounds insane. It sounds like we're making all this up. Like Antifa, in a new article, in a new video, has pledged to kill police. Like actual leaders are saying, we now are going to shoot cops, and then nothing's doing. I mean, that's a conspiracy to commit murder. Murder one, they're organizing it. They're saying, kill me, and nothing's being done, Jack.
Actually, what Nancy Pelosi said is correct, but she should have said it regarding Antifa. She should have said that's true. The First Amendment doesn't protect groups that are calling for organized destruction, chaos, and mayhem. But the only group in America that I've heard that's calling for nationwide destruction, chaos, assassination of police officers, assassination of the president.
And they've been doing it. And they've been doing it. And they've been doing it. They think the police, when they nationwide kill a couple hundred a day, are going to roll over and go, we'll do what you say. We'll be liberal. We'll let you run our review boards now. And you know what? I mean, the cops seem to follow orders. Maybe they will. And then the cops will become the enemy. You work for a bunch of Antifa cop killers. I just can't believe how far we've come. Let's do 5 more minutes, and then we've got major breaking news. He's never done this in 10 years coming on. We have Doug Hagman coming on. He says exclusive intel on major plans for civil war. he's got his sources on the East Coast. And the NYPD that exposed the pedophilia. We're going to all come back. Stay with us.
Today, I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Force has finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting.